I went back to Westdale and just searched areas that I thought Jasper might be, where he might be, just where I thought he would be familiar with, really. And when I come home, there were a few leads that Jasper was sighted yesterday afternoon on near to the Scafell Pike summit. I didn't act upon those because I thought that, you know, the conditions were maybe too bad to head up onto the mountain. But luckily enough, a certain individual didn't share that viewpoint, went up and was very brave and found Jasper.
So it's great that he was found, but it sounds like it was a bit dangerous, maybe. Were you worried that people were putting themselves at risk a bit?
I was worried, but fortunately the individual that went up, you know, has plenty of mountain experience and wouldn't have put himself in danger or in any situation that would have done so, and come back, you know, with a successful result. So I'm over the moon.
Where is Jasper now? How is he?
Jasper is where he normally is, and just beneath my feet, sleeping. I'm still with the mountain rescue guys at Gosforth.
You must be so thankful to the work. And they were all called out in the middle of the night, weren't they?
Yep, I think they got the call at about 3 o'clock. Well, 3 o'clock the search started, or the rescue started. And they got the call at around about 2 o'clock, something like that.
Will you be taking Jasper out again, Adam?
As soon as he's fully recovered, I'll be taking him out, but this time he'll be on a very, very long lead.
He's never going to be let off that lead now, is he?
No, not at all. Because I've got the pressure of the nation behind me, I think, so yeah.
And can you believe that your lost dog has caught the imagination, the attention of so many people?
I can't really. Everyone's asking me that question, and it's still something which hasn't sunk in yet. It's it's mind-blowing, really.
You've been on the television, on Radio Cumbria, in the papers. It's gone around the world on Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah.
Do you think Jasper is at all fazed by this?
Looking at him now, I wouldn't have thought so whatsoever.
He's in a good state, is he? Because he's been missing since Sunday.
To be honest, the only thing that we're slightly not concerned about, the only thing that we can say is that he's got a little bit of scuffing to his paws that he normally gets, but he walked off the mountain today, which was pretty good, and he was, you know, healthy when he'd done so.
And what would you like to say to everyone that's been out trying to look for him?
Oh, it's hard to put into words, really. There's that many people that I'd like to thank. I couldn't put that into words, how grateful I am. I'm over the moon, and I think the word is overwhelmed, really, to be honest, by the response and by the efforts that people have put in as well. It's been unbelievable.
And another good part of the story is that now the mountain rescue teams are getting lots of donations.
Well, this is it, and this is what we're keen to get going, really. You know, these are the guys that brought Jasper back home, but they don't only do it for dogs, and they don't only do it for me. They do it day in, day out, for anyone who's venturing upon those fells. So, yeah, these are the guys that we need to get the money raised for. And there is a Just Giving site already set up, and it's www.justgiving.com with a / Find Jasper.